This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechtas Brachos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Mi Shemesai, Mutal Lefanov, Potter, Mekriya Shema, Umin HaTefilah, Umin HaTefilin. If a person's close relative died, and he is responsible for the burial, he is exempt from Shema and Tefillin until after the burial. Noise hamito v'chilufeihen v'chilufeihen es shelifnei hamito v'es shelachamito es shelamita tzarech ben peturin v'es she'enan lamita tzarech ben chayavin. Those who carry the body and those who replace them and those who replace the replacements, whether they are before or after the body in the funeral procession, if they are needed to carry the body, they are exempt from Shema. If they are not needed, they are obligated in the Shema. Elu vo'elu peturin min Tfila, in either case, they're always exempt from saying the Shemayna Esrei prayer. That is the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechtas Brachos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis. Kavru es hameis v'chazru, em yecholin lahaschil, v'ligmo ad shelo yagia lashura yaschilu. Vim lav, lo yaschilu. After they have buried the deceased and they're on their way back from the grave, if they can start and finish Shema before they reach the line, in other words, people past which the mourner walks and is offering their nechama, they should do so. Otherwise, they should not even start, since the mitzvah of consoling the aveilim, that comes first. Ha'oimdim bashura ha'penimim peturin v'hachitzaynim chayavim. Those who stand in the front line, meaning the closest to the aveilim, where they can actually speak to him, they are exempt from the potter from Shema. But those who stand in the back lines, those who do not speak to the Aveilim, but came just to show their kavod for the mace, they are mechuyev to say the Shema, and that is the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechtas Brachos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Nashim v'avodim uketanim, pituin mekriya Shema umin hatfilin, v'chayovin b'tvilo u'bamazuzo u'bebirkas hamazon. Women, slaves, and children are all exempt. They are potter from Shema and Tefillin, but they are obligated to daven, to affix a mezuzah, and to bench. And that is the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechtas Brachos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalid. Bal keri mahar b'libay, ve'inu mevarech lo lefaneha v'lo l'achareha. A bal keri is someone who had an emission, and Ezra was mesakein that a bal keri should go to the mikvah before studying Torah or davening. Now, in our case, if the time for the Shema came, and he still didn't go to the mikvah, so what does the Baal Keri do? A Baal Keri may think the words of Shema, but he cannot say them out loud. Since this is a Torah obligation to say the Shema, so he should think it, but do not say it out loud. But he may not even think the words of the brachas for the Shema before the brachas of Shema or afterwards, since those brachas are only rabbinic, they're only midrabbanon. The al hamazon mevarach la'achrav, ve'enai mevarach lefanav. He may think the words for brichas hamazon, for benching, which is also a Torah obligation, so he may think it, but not for the brachas before eating, because the brachas before eating are midrabbanan, so he should not even think them. Reb Yehuda Aymer, mevarach lefnehem ula achrehem. Reb Yehuda said that he may even recite it verbally, to say it out, even all the brachas out loud, both before and after the Kriya Shema. So he argues on the Tanna Kamma, and that is the end of Mishnah Daled. Mesechtes Brachas, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hei. Hayayimed Batfila, V'nizger Shehu Balkeri, Lo Yafsik, Ela Yekatzer. If a person was in the middle of davening Shemayna Esrei, and he remembered that he is a Balkeri, so he is required to go to the mikveh before davening Shemayna Esrei, so he should not stop in the middle. Rather, he should recite a shortened form of the brachos. Yorad litpoil im yochol la'alois ulekasois velikrois ad shelo tonei tachama ya'ale v'yiskase v'yikra v'im lav yiskase b'mayim v'yikra. If he went to the mikvah and he's inside the mikvah and he could get out of the water and cover himself and recite the Shema before sunrise, which is the most ideal time for saying the Shema, then he should do so. If he cannot get out of the water, cover himself and recite the Shema before the ideal time of sunrise, he should cover himself in the water and recite the Shema, provided that the water is not clear. Avol lo yiskase lo b'mayim harayim v'lo b'mei hamishra ad shiyata l'toichon mayim. However, he may not recite Shema when there's dirty water or in any water used for soaking flax, which makes the water smell bad, it makes it putrid, and therefore you cannot recite Shema next to it. One may not recite the Shema near any urine unless he pours on it a revius of clean water. The kama yarchik mehem umin hatsaya arba amis. One must distance oneself 4 amis away from any urine or feces, and also face in a different direction. So tsaya and meiraglayim, you have to face in a different direction or make sure it's not in your 4 amis before reciting the Shema. And that is the end of Mishnah Hei. Masechtas Brachos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav. Zav Shira Keri. If a Zav had an emission, Venida Shapolta Shifras Zera, or Anida had relations, and then an emission came out of her, Vamishameshes Shiras Anida, or a woman had relations and then became a Nida, Tzrichin Tfila. In all these cases, even though they are anyway Tameh for 7 days, they must go to the mikvah in order to learn Torah or to daven in fulfillment of Ezra's Takana, that when a person is Tameh, they have to go to the mikvah before learning Torah or davening. Reb Yehuda Paiter. Rabbi Yehuda said they are potter, they are exempt from going to the mikvah, and they could learn Torah or davening even after all these things have occurred to them. That is the end of Mishnah Vav.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.